President Trump has called on China to put pressure on North Korea to stop testing missiles and to give up its nuclear program. North Korea relies on China for nearly all of its trade, and much of that passes through the Chinese city of Dandong. NPR Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz brings us this story of a border town in transition.
At 6 in the morning, trucks line the streets of Dandong. They're filled with heavy machinery, refrigerators, fruit, all of them waiting to cross a bridge over the river into North Korea. The bridge is a lifeline for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 70% of North Korea's trade passes over it. Trade that's been a source of tension as the Trump administration tries to persuade China to cut exports to the north. But the tension feels distant here on a boat packed with dozens of gleeful Chinese tourists all headed to the North Korean side of the river, hungry for the exotic. The ferry boat floats into a channel of the Yalu River surrounded by North Korean countryside. Tourists gaze through binoculars at North Korean farmers plowing land with their water buffaloes. It's a beautiful pastoral sight on a sunny spring day, but to the ship's captain, it's a scene worth mocking. What's the difference between dark-skinned North Koreans and light-skinned ones? The captain asks, launching into the first of several bigoted jokes. The dark ones are sunburned, he says, and the light ones, they're starving. The Chinese tourists giggle. The North Koreans keep farming. For decades, this was a gritty industrial port, but now Dandong is an entry-level tourist destination, a place where China's new middle class can get their first taste of a foreign country. Think Tijuana for 1960s American tourists. But Dandong's not all crude humor and stereotypes. Vendors sell North Korean cigarettes and Kim Il-sung lapel pins along a downtown boardwalk, and 70-year-old tourist Song Wendo makes a call for peace.
America needs to approach this problem peacefully. North Korea is defending itself with nuclear tests. It's poor there. They wouldn't be wasting money on weapons unless they had to.
Tourist Wang Ye is not sure about that. Wang says he's sick and tired of Kim Jong-un, who he refers to by his popular Chinese nickname.
Fatty Kim III isn't good to China, yet we help him. North Korea is so poor. Just look at it over there. How can he do this to his own people? He's gone way over the line. He's asking for it.
Li Jun hopes it doesn't come to that. Her family spent their lives moving back and forth across the border, escaping famine in China in the 1950s and then famine in North Korea in the 1990s. They finally found food. Li runs a restaurant whose balcony overlooks the North Korean countryside.
They live in rural production teams over there. They farm and eat together in collectives. Tourists come to this side to take a look. But if war breaks out, nobody is going to come here, right?
That's not the future Gu Yu envisions. She gives tours of luxury condos just a football's throw away from the factories of Sinuiju, one of the North's largest cities. We're 31 floors up on top of a roof of the tallest of 8 towers, the highest point in Dandong.
The residents have barbecues up here in the summer. It's an observation deck with a gorgeous view of North Korea.
Gu says they've sold a third of more than 1,000 apartments in these sleek, ultra-modern towers overlooking North Korean factories and smokestacks.
If you traveled there, you'd see how happy North Koreans are. Sure, they're poor, but they're used to it. It's like if you don't know what meat tastes like, you don't long for it. By comparison, we Chinese are under a lot of pressure to make more money. I reflect on my life every time I visit their country.
But she always comes back to this side to sell more luxury condos. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Dandong, China.